I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the fallout from Monday's bombing in St. Petersburg, 14 people are dead and more bombs have been found, disarmed, and suspects arrested. Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association says Russia's no stranger to attacks like these. Still,
it's just a tragic situation, and we're praying, obviously, for the families and individuals impacted by this, that the Lord would bring them comfort and peace, but above all, that the churches that are there in St. Petersburg to minister to their people will be able to have open doors for the gospel.
As the investigation continues, he's asking that we pray that further attacks would be prevented and that the church would be a source of hope and healing in the aftermath. And here's a story about the power of prayer, fasting, and faith. 3 years ago, Mission Cry, formerly Christian Resources International, sent 6 sea containers full of Bibles and Christian books to resource Filipino Christians. But at the port, officials delayed the containers, racking up outrageous fines that the ministry just couldn't pay. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry says,
I was counseled by many good people that we should just abandon the containers. And sometimes you have to do those things. But in this case, I looked at what the Lord had put on my heart and those that were participants in this. And I just knew that God had a bigger and better plan.
And they've been praying consistently for those containers to be released. 2 months ago, God did just that. And now those books are traveling to all parts of the country.
We have pastors that are letting us know that there's unity amongst denominations right now because they're sharing these Bibles and Christian books.
Learn how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.